Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want to make sure that you really understand what's going on in these situations. And you know, I don't want to waste her time. I got to tell you, I bring on people who have a clue. I quickly drop people who don't have a clue that I thought had a clue. And you'll notice that Dr. V has been around a very long time. So I appreciate her input, her insight, and frankly, her black and white attitude towards this. So You know my term used to be that I always hated? I hated psychobabble. Okay?
Yes.
People use all these big words. I think they do it sometimes to try to make you feel bad. But it doesn't help it.
I love that you bring up that word psychobabble. It is a thing. That is what mental health has become. Is this, and I have the idea, and I've been diagnosed, and I'm like, no, you need to go get a job, okay? That's what you need to do and make some money. And then you need to pay your car payment, and then you need to take a bath. That's it. You don't have a condition other than lazy. But I won't say the A word, but yes, it's oh my gosh, because psychobabble, all that does is make people irresponsible. It doesn't make them have the responsibility to take charge of their life. And it gives a bad name to people, right, who actually have mental issues, which they're out there. And for you, I love you. You know I love you. Some of my favorites, you know, that I really have respect for are PTS vets. It's real. You're not crazy. You're not alone. We love you. Our teens that have come out of horrible, either emotionally or physically abusive homes that turns into mental health issues. But these Gen Z and millennials that just have, it's just, think they have a mental health issue because they stubbed their toe and they were triggered because somebody's saying, you know, God bless America, or they're walking in an elevator. I don't know. It's not a thing. It is just not a thing. I literally saw some, I don't know, reel or something that God bless America, literally, that triggers me so bad because that is forcing your religion. And I'm like, what? Then don't see it.
Don't sing it,
Joe,
and ignore it.
I have to
ignore your crazy stuff.
How does God bless America hearing that trigger you? It's so weird. I can't. There's not
How does
in the world.
Something that doesn't exist make you nuts? Can somebody help me with this?
Nope, not me. I wish I could. It's when we flew into Seattle and you see these little quiet rooms, you know, at the airport. They're these
right.
little tiny, you know, and I'm like, I get it if you're a business person, but there are people that just go in there and just breathe and do yoga. And I'm like, okay, that would be so claustrophobic, number one. That would trigger me if I had to go in there. But accommodation. Somebody asked in your chat room, oh gosh, where is it? It was really good. These young people that are spoiled their whole lives, which I'm guessing, and I'm just going to insert, spoiled being, you know, not allowed to cope, right? Everything is taken care of. And these can be our helicopter, you know, parents. And then send them out, right, into the life, and then reality, right, sends them off the deep end. And that is truly what we're seeing. That was Ron. Thank you, Ron. Like, what do I think about that? And that is exactly what we are seeing, because we're not letting them cope on their own. We're not letting them stumble and fall. And I'm not talking off a, you know, 12-story building or walking on train tracks, but helicoptering, and this is what we saw a lot of this with the Gen X kids, because I was helicoptered and got out in the real world and I didn't know what, you know, I kind of stumbled, but you figure it out. At least we didn't have social media, right, to turn to cope with everything. We had to figure it out. I had to go to the library and do the little index cards, and I had to go fill out an application at a job. You know, you had to be present. But you're right. Now online, you know, oh, I filled out 16 job applications. How did you do that? Oh, I just pushed send and my, you know, resume went to 16 different places. Did you call and, you know, and confirm that it made it? No. Oh, that would produce anxiety. I don't talk to somebody. How are you going to get a job? You know, it's just made it so easy for people. And then parents swoop in, right? I have anxiety. Well, I'm having a panic attack. Okay, you can take the whole week of school off. We can't let them do that.
Because when I had the computer company, okay, I think I told this story once before, and I said, I got a call from a mom one day. And she said, you know, my son wants to apply for this job that you have in the paper. And I was just wondering. And she after about 10 minutes of phone, I said, are you applying for the job or is he? He said, well, I just want to find out whether he's going to qualify or not, so you don't turn him down. And then I said, well, look, I'm already not going to give him the job because you're calling for him. I need him to be here, you know, by himself, understanding what's going on, being able to handle. And if you're calling first, you're telling me he can't handle adversity. And she had a few choice words for me and then hung up. But
so this is parents today. This is, I mean, to me, it's worse than helicoptering. I mean, this is like Siamese twinning. It's so weird. And I will say one thing I do appreciate at our kids' school, at first I was like, what? But then I'm like, okay, Bridget, this is what you promote.
All right. We're going to talk about what you appreciate in kids' school on the other side of the break. We'll be back
okay.
in a minute. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Dr. B joins us, as she does pretty much every week, and always appreciate her time with us and her expertise in ears and how to deal with yourself, your teens, and you know, family members. My God, you know, Christmas. I saw so many Facebook posts. I'm thinking, obviously, they didn't listen to our show, but so many Facebook posts of people who couldn't stand so-and-so, and so-and-so was at their event, you know, at their house, and they really didn't want to come, like, you didn't listen to our show at all, you know? So.
Listen to us.
Oh, hey, you can, I got that saying where I go, look, there's four doors in the house and 12 windows. Just choose one. You can leave. Nothing's locked. All right. You were talking about how you appreciate your kids' school because...
Yes, so in the middle school, they're more, a little more coddling, right? It's great. I love their school. And then high school, I went in to ask a question about, you know, my daughter, da da da. And they said, oh no, she needs to advocate for herself. Just let her know. And she needs to email her teacher directly, which she already does. But I did have a question about a schedule or something. And she goes, no, we encourage our kids to advocate. No parents are allowed in the office unless it's to pick up a child for an emergency and blah, blah, blah. But at first I was like unnerved and I'm like, Dr. B, no. And then, you know, I appreciated it. And Allie's, you know, I told Allie, you know, I can't. And she's like, no, I actually appreciate that, Mom. But, you know, I've got to learn to, you know, go in there and do what I need to do. So it was just a great reminder of parents, you know, by the time they're, you know, 14, they can do a lot of things. You know, and I've got parents who support me. In what I allow my kids to do and encourage them to do and basically not force them to do, but say, hey, if you want A, B, and C, you're going to have to go get that. You're old enough. You know, they know how to make appointments. They know how to pay bills. And then I've got some parents that are like, what? And when they are a junior in high school, we turn over the their cell phone bill to them. We're completely off of it. And if they don't have the money or don't want to pay it, then they can cancel it. But they're of age and they own that bill every month. And they can, you know, offer to do chores around here, extra, you know, things that are, you know, like clean a chicken coop, mow the lawns. We're fine, you know, to pay a, you know, $75 bill. We, you know, they have to do it every week, but, or they're free to go get jobs. Our oldest went and got a job. And he worked about 10 hours a week and went to high school and, you know, paid his bills. So we do that. And that builds up their credit. It teaches them responsibility. And the other things are, you know, if you want something at the store, we are happy to chauffeur you over there. And you can run into the store and pay for it and check it out and all that. And, you know, at first they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you can do it. I did it at age 10. You can do it. So it's just these things that we've got to do. I love the term advocate for yourself. Go do it. And if you have a problem, ask an employee, right? You and I have asked employees, you know, where are the tools or, you know, the checkout machine's not working. Yeah. Yeah. Just ask somebody, which is another thing they need to do and not feel like, you know, like they're going to get yelled at. They're there to work and serve you. Don't be intimidated. So it's one thing, you know, from 13, 14 on up that we just instill is go figure it out. Also, our boys learned at 14 or 15 how to fill up the gas tank for me, you know, as Mom. And that's something my husband taught them is this is what you do for Mom. And, you know, you put in, you know, and teach them all of that. And I just don't see a lot of anymore going on.
Even in the supermarket, total lack of manners of young kids, and the parents are right there, don't do anything to correct. I've actually had a parent look at me and say, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking, the little boy looks like he's about 8, 9 years old. Why can't he say he's sorry? Why can't he say excuse me when he's trying to squeeze between my cart and another cart and knock street things off the shelf? It's like, excuse me, I would have moved and he could have been able to get by. But we're not teaching him any of the simple niceties. So I got two questions for you. Somebody asked if, and I've noticed this too, I don't know if you have, when you watch these TikTok videos, these liberal TikTok videos, they seem to self-diagnose. And they'll say, you know, after watching 20 videos of TikTok, I realize I have this or I am this now. That's got to be dangerous.
Yes, I get it. I see it. My own daughter has come up and said, you know, I had Googled da 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 because I saw this on a reel. Is this what I have? And I'm like, no, you don't. She's like, why not? And I go, because it's this and this and this and this, and you don't have that. You know, and it's like you have to have 5 to 7, right? People don't understand that, oh, my gosh, my heart beats fast and I get nervous, so therefore I have chronic, you know, anxiety disorder, you know. And I'm like, no. That's normal. When you're faced with a situation, when you're guilty, when you've done something wrong, when you're in a new situation, your heart pounds sometimes. That is normal anxiety. when you have an exam, you know, things like that. And she's like, oh. I go, it's when you have this, when you have this, when you can't leave the house, when you da-da-da. And she's like, oh, I don't have that. I'm like, no. But it is what is coming through their devices, and that's why you have to be on top of it. That's why you have to ask them about it and open the lines of communication, because, you know, there's got to be a balance. Parents have to be on their kids' social media, you know, accounts. You have to be, even the private and extra ones that you don't know about. You need to go research and find out how to get on
well,
those.
But I like you saying, I either have your password or I have your device. You're not. If I can't get into your password, if I can't get into your, you know, phone because I don't have the password, you got a problem.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely. And our boys even, you know, wanted to use the one thing for my phone now. I'm like, but you're in my house now. And I don't know if your location's on. I don't know what your information you're sharing. So as long as you're in my house, I will be able to have access to that at any time. It was just clear. I mean, it's not now that they're home for college and stuff. I'm not worried about that. But, yeah, it's just they're no secret. We don't do that. Oh, my gosh, right? So you and I have talked about secrets. I've gotten that question so much. But the privacy, it's just privacy.
Oh,
it's her
God,
privacy.
I hate that.
I'm like, what privacy? They're in your house. Do you hide things? No? Okay. Your 10-year-old doesn't get to be private. No. I mean, yes, they can go take a shower. We're not doing it. But no, there's no private information act.
If I said privacy to my dad, he would have taken the door off the hinges and the window out of the windowsill and said, there you go. Got all the privacy you want now. So, anyway,
right.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more to talk to viewers.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Phone in. Let me know.
Okay.
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, okay? That's how we fix things. All right? That simple. Dr. B joins me. She does every week, pretty much. And we deal with issues that you're having on a daily basis. All right, Dr. B. The other question I got, which was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Well, first, I don't know. Did you ever answer the one about the self-diags through TikTok and Facebook, all these Facebook doctors?
Right, yes. It's just that it's dangerous information because it makes anxiety and mental health issues worse. Parents need to be all over it. And then number two, you just, you've got to protect your kids because it's just too much information, all of it. It's too much information, and mental health issues need to be diagnosed by, a clinician and a licensed counselor. And you've got, this is the thing, though. Tell your kid, talk to your kids. And tell them that, and say I'll be happy to take you to a counselor. No. But everything also then, thirdly, triggers everybody, right? Everything, that word trigger, it's supposed to be a thing on a gun. It's not an emotion. It's not a catalyst to an emotion. Trigger. It's on a gun. It's a trigger. That's it. Yeah, I can't. Everybody's so affected, but yeah, so it's really just back to parenting. You've got to know what your kids are looking at, and you've got to, you have to, and you have to say, hey, I know mental health is a huge thing right now. It's a trend. What do you think about it? What do you hear? Right? What's the latest on the street? Let them talk to you, but we're just not engaging with our kids, so.
So I'm going to go back a few years, and because I'm technical, your husband's technical, so you can understand this. So what I did was I captured all the messages that the girls were sending from their computer while they were supposed to be doing homework, but they were talking and doing, right?
Yes.
So I'd go through them once a week, probably on a Saturday night, and see if there was anything there that caused me. I mean, stupid stuff I let go, girly stuff I let go. Well, one was pretty nasty. So I took it and printed it up, 3 pages. And I stapled it together, and we're having dinner. And we're done with dinner, and I said to her, I said, hey, you use any nasty language or talking some nasty crap on this, is it messenger thing? And she goes, no, why would I do that? I said, I don't know, but maybe I just don't understand the English language properly. Gospel truth. I handed her the three pages. I said, read these. And she looked at it, and her face turned red, and she's reading it to herself. And I said, oh, no. No, read it out loud, because if you don't have a problem with it, this shouldn't be a problem with you reading it out loud here at the family supper table. And, let's just say that was the last time she used that machine. I'm not going to say that's the last time she did that, but that was the last time she did something like that in the house.
That's a great exercise, is to go through your kids' chat rooms and then just say, hey, explain this. And we're going to pray first, right? Because we're going to invite Jesus to listen with you. That's what I do with the kids. Like, my boys will send me memes, and I'm like, nope, we're not. So Jesus, I don't know if he hangs around you, but he hangs around me, the Holy Spirit, right? And I just don't participate. And they just look at me like, oh, okay, fine. I can't stop them from sending stuff. But, yeah, it's true. Go and print out some of the messages and look at them.
Let them read them. Say, look, maybe I just don't understand new language. What is this?
Out loud.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that. Now my kid needs probably psychiatric care for the next 20 years. But anyway, the New Year's resolution. Somebody asked me to ask you, people make New Year's resolutions every year. About 27% of the people actually make a resolution, stick to it. Does it ever work out to the point where eventually you start feeling bad about yourself? Like you can't seem to finish anything. You can't seem to carry things through. And you can't. I don't know enough to even try to attempt to answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, again, New Year's resolutions are... I'm not a fan. It's just a thing. I think I like to just be a little salty and make my resolution like in October, just because I'm not going to wait till January like everyone else, because I just don't. I'm not a follower. But can it have a psychologically negative effect? Sure. Anytime you are unrealistic about goals, people are like, "What are your 10 resolutions?" Well, who can do that? So my advice to people like that is to change one thing a year, one thing. And not that I'm going to be an Olympic star, by August, nothing like that. But I'm going to eliminate sodas because it's bad for my body. There you go. Or I'm not going to eat bread except for once a week. Whatever. I don't know. Pick one thing. I'm going to walk 10 minutes on Monday. Literally, just Monday. And something that is an acceptable and easy to obtain expectation that, and then really understand why you're doing it. Is it going to spiritually help you? Is it going to professionally help you? Like, I'm going to go to work 15 minutes early every day just to get a jump on it and just have some me time, to get myself in. Those are the realistic things. I'm going to lose 50 pounds by February. And that is going to totally set you up to fail. It's not a thing. It's not healthy. But I am a big believer in household resolutions, that we're not going to swear as a family this year. We're just going to really watch it. I love that the parents, leave stuff off like that. We're not having alcohol now. I know, just things that will promote a better, family system. Those are the resolutions I can get, behind. But make it simple, one thing. But, anytime you've got unrealistic expectations for yourself, I think that's a big setup, and it's just not how we were made, and it's not what God expects either. I get that from Christians that are, I'm going to read through the Bible. My friend Tony put a thing, he's so funny, he goes, every year my resolution is to read through the Bible. He's like, I know Genesis and Exodus like the back of my hand. And it's so true, right?
That's great.
That's the best, and he and I were cracking up, and the fact that we can just laugh at that,
we're laughing about it because we've all done it, right? I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And, great devotional and I'm going to sit down and do it every, okay.
Right. You've got to be realistic. And, man, you get to numbers in the Bible and it's like, judges, So, pick something and pick a date and just literally start with something small. And to me, It takes 6 weeks to change a habit, you know, to start to get that psychologically in your mind. Hopefully that helps people. 6 weeks. 6 weeks to 90 days. Yeah. 6 to 12 weeks. So 6 weeks is when your body starts getting, your mind and your body physiologically and psychologically start getting used to it, I should say. 6 weeks. But 90 days to truly change a habit, and that's why rehabs are 3 months, 90 days, because that's when your brain starts to connect and really do it. And then 1 year, it solidifies. So,
Whoa, to me, one year?
Yes, a whole year doing it.
Wow.
Every single day, or making it a part of your life, it takes a year. And yeah, and it's funny things, because I know this is going to sound a lot, but 20 years after 20 years of not doing it, so people who are 20 years sober, your mind actually forgets that it was even an issue. Not that you forget memory-wise, but your whole body and mind have changed that you probably will never do it again. So I know that sounds like it's a lot, but those are the numbers. It's 6 weeks, 90 days, 1 year, 20
years. You know, Tammy is an expert. She has really got a resolve in following things through. And she, every once in a while, she does these reset, you know, biological reset. I won't call it diet, whatever. But anyway, she did one recently, and it took 28 days. You had to do it for 28 days. And when she went to the doctor was like, oh, wow, your body's responded great. How long were you on it? And she said, well, I went the whole 28 days. And actually a couple of days longer. And she goes, nobody goes 28 days. How many days were you on it? She goes, no, I really did it 28 days.
Wow.
Right? And when she sits down and reads something, she's the one that reads the Bible and says, if you lie, don't. And she goes, okay, I won't. And she doesn't. Like, how do you do that?
No, there are those people that are just that disciplined. And that's, for those people, she could probably do a big goal and do it. But the majority of us, pick a small goal. Pick a small goal, because then you can train your brain. And there is a muscle in your head, a psychological muscle, that when you start little and doing that and follow through, you can actually grow that muscle.
Okay, listen, we're up against it. Unless you want to stay for the last segment, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. She'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B and Joe will return.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. That's one of my favorite intros. And that is why I probably would not be either a mental health expert and or a pastor. I mean, seriously, it'd be the first church of the yelling pastor is what it would be. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week. We go through the issues of the day, some of the things you're dealing with mentally yourself and with your children. So, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Oh, anything I can do to help. We all struggle. You know, I got a message the other day, you know, is your life, you know, seems like it's all together, and how do you stay composed? And I'm like, okay, have you heard me on the radio? I'm not composed at all. And number two, no, I don't have it all together. I talk about, right? I mean, listen to the Joe Messina Show, because I talk about all kinds of, you know, I'm very real with people.
I wonder, you know, it's really funny how people, back to when we were talking about some of the Trump stuff, I said to you that one of the problems is that people, when they complained about him, it's never he didn't do this, or he didn't, he's kind of stopped the tweeting. If you would stop the tweeting, I'd feel better. Oh, I don't care how you feel. I'll tell you how I feel. I feel heavier in my wallet when I'm not paying as much for gas. When I'm not, you know, I can go down a whole list of things that were positive because of him. And I don't have to think about getting rid of my stove now because they're trying to get rid of natural gas.
Oh, my gosh, with Kamala Harris with her little gas stove in the background of that picture.
Don't you love it?
But, yes, you know, the funny thing is about people, and again, psychology, people are so funny. And, yes, I analyze. If I'm talking to you, I'm analyzing you, okay? I am. If I meet you, I'm analyzing you. If I see you on the street, I'm analyzing you. But it's not for the reason you think. It's to gain knowledge to understand people better. It's just how I'm built. It's my gifting. It's all I'm good at. Let me have it, people. So that is what I do. But people are so funny because they're sitting there at their, you know, they're cheating on their wife in the hotel room with the person they're cheating on, saying, you know, Trump is such a terrible person. What? You know, you're at a bar, drunk off your mind, saying, F Trump. What? We all sin, and we all fall short of the glory of God. We are not perfect people. But the things that they all say that he is guilty of, you know, amongst other things and other people, we as humans are all so ridiculously guilty of as well, because none of us are perfect. And the tweets, the, you know, when Kathy Griffin, right, is that right, did yep. that beheaded thing of Trump that, you know, Barron saw, and I'm like, how is that any better? To me, that's psychopathic. That is weird. That is not Trump defending himself and just calling it out. The dude's a New Yorker. He's going to call it out. He is not a Jesus freak. He is going to speak his mind, and that's he does that. But he's brilliant. He knows how to run a country. Like him or hate him, it is what we need to face the dictators of this world. We've got North Korea ready to push the nuke button. We've got Iran ready to do the same. We've got Turkey that's talking to Iraq. You know, it's and Russia. I don't think people understand what we need. We don't need men in dresses running our country because nobody cares. No one's going to listen to that. So, yeah, people are really funny that the things that they choose. You know,
yeah, I mean, you know, again,
growing
up and at the time I did, it was just amazing some of the stuff that people, you know, would put up with. And yeah, Irish and Italian guys fighting with each other to the detriment of each other, frankly, their health and or safety, because they weren't going to let an Irish guy help them. They weren't going to let an Italian guy help them, you know.
Right.
It's kind of what I see now going on with some of this stuff. You know that he could look, people will say that I talk about him like he's a savior. No, my savior is Jesus, not Donald, all right? That's simple for me. But
well,
we all have our talents. We all have the things that we've been gifted in doing.
Absolutely, and they call us cult followers. And it is so the pot calling the kettle black, because that exactly what the left liberals do is follow the cult of the Alphabet Club, the cult of immorality, the cult of, you know, harming children. You're in the cult. We're not. We are free from it. And it is just what people do when they're guilty of it is blame it on everybody else. Again, psychology 101, not to be all psychobabble, but it is psych 101. They're doing exactly it. Yeah, he's your messiah. What? Who has ever said Trump is my messiah ever? Ever? Nobody. Nobody. But you guys worship these Hollywood actors. You worshiped Obama.
Yes.
You worshiped the Clintons. You truly did, because you live, breathe, and die for that religion, the religion of liberalism, and Mother Earth and the climate. You know, that is your idol, that is your God, and it's not our issue, it's your issue. But
you know,
that's
it's funny, we've got a society now, young people and parents for that matter, that use the term hero for, you know, these social justice warriors and for people who come out as gay, lesbian, and or transgender, and, you know, the ones that were kneeling when the flag was, they're all heroes, and they demonize our military people. They demonize our police. We really have a mental health issue of biblical proportions almost in this country, do we not?
Yes, and I'm hesitant to say mental health, right? You know this because of the people who actually suffer from a mental health issue, but I don't know where else you would put it. And I would just lump it into two things. There are the actual clinically diagnosed organic mental health issues that are biological that you are predisposed to and then, you know, develop because of your environment. But then there's this new section of mental health, I hazard to guess here, or say, that is not that. It is situational. It's brought on by yourself because people want to wear it like a badge of honor. And it is such a slap in the face to people who actually suffer from disorders. You know, organically, if that makes sense. It's just like it's cool to have a mental health issue. And
no, you're right. This is what I was thinking the same thing when I was reading that note for about the TikTok stuff. I go, well, it's a cool thing to do. It's a cool thing to be. It's a cool thing to have.
Well, it is. And then here's the other weird thing I can't wrap my mind around is the DSM-4, the APA, the American Psychological Association, and the American Psychiatric Association puts the DSM-5 together of all these diagnoses. But then when you say that transgenderism or body dysphoric disorder, that these are disorders, you're like, no, that's a choice. But you wrote it. You spent millions of taxpayers of dollars writing down in this diagnostic manual that they're mental disorders. So why are you letting kids and teens and adults cut body parts off? Because it's a diagnosable issue. You know what I mean? So it's like everybody is. The whole realm of psychology is so messed up right now because I'm just sitting back going, okay, I'm over here. If you really need help, I can help you. But then you go to the doctor and they're like, no, it's not really an issue. That's a choice. Okay. So then serial killers is just, it's a choice. Just let them kill people. Mass shooters, kill them. People like to torture. NAMBLA, right? Men, young boys, they want to do their thing. It's a choice. Let them do it, not a mental health disorder. Where do you stop? Where do you draw the line? And that is what 2024 is going to reveal. We're going to see a lot of this, depending on who makes it in office.
But a lot of these people are talking about disorders and this, that, and the other thing. And to your point, you know, you don't want to generalize where you're making fun of people that have real mental health issues because that's not the point here at all. But when you talk about these issues and these things, it's nobody wants to touch them. And you know, you've got your practice, right? The psychologist looking at this and going, okay, they're affirming almost every disorder under the sun. And then you've got the medical doctors that won't open their mouths and say, whoa. No, I don't care what the brain says. This person is a male. This person is a female. End of discussion. But they're not having those discussions.
They're not. And not only biologically are we male or female. That's all there is. That's what the DNA says. You want to follow the science, right? These people that say follow the science, except for when it comes to their own DNA. But then this is a child versus this is an adult. Hey, if you're 35 and you want to cut it off, rock out. It's ridiculous. It's not godly, but I'm not getting in your way. But if you're 10... and you want hormone blockers that are irreversible, and doctors are just saying, oh, yes, here's a prescription. That is where we have lost it.
The average is 40 minutes. The average is 2 visits, 20 minutes each before a kid gets prescribed.
Unbelievable. And then California has that law. If you don't affirm their gender or their feelings, the child will go to a different home.
All right, got 25 seconds. Where can people get more of the sage advice?
Oh, well, you know, go to Facebook and find me, Bridget Melson, Twitter, I don't know, find me somewhere.
Yeah, just search her on Facebook. Just search her. You'll find her. All right, Joe Messina, your host, Dr. B, always a blessing to have you on with me. God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. People, don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. And if you got a hangover, turn up your radio. That'll really help you out. Be back tomorrow.